Sid. Hayden, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So could you start by telling us a little bit about what you both do at Transaction Wurrung Sydney?
After you, Hayden.
Okay, so Transaction Wurrung is a trans autonomous group of activists. We're a collective that works together to bring to the light the issues that affect trans people in Australia, and we're fighting for our rights in the country and basically going up against the rhetoric that's being spewed out by Mark Latham, Scott Morrison, all the conservatives, and all of the things that are affecting our community.
Yeah, so we formed in about November in response to Trans Day of Remembrance. We wanted to have an event at the time that was more community focused, as it was an event held by another organisation, but the police were heavily involved, and a lot of members of our of the trans community have quite traumatic experiences with the police, as we're a group that are really over-policed, especially when it comes to trans people of colour, sister boys and brother girls, and especially trans sex workers. So we wanted to have a community event. We didn't make that happen in time, but we were like, great, we now know that we're a group of trans people that are committed to make something happen. What can we get going? What can we get off the board? So we turned our attention to organising for Trans Day of Visibility as the first thing that we put out into the world. So we're planning to do a rally that's happening on the 31st of March. So that's this coming Sunday. And yeah, that's where our energy is lying at the moment.
And Hayden, you mentioned, some of the issues broadly that face the trans community, and Sid, you mentioned as well over-policing. But I think as a cisgender person myself, we can be quite ignorant, I suppose, of some of the wider issues facing the community. Could you tell us about some of the big ones?
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot. Also, I just want to point out sister girls and brother boys are more affected, as Sid did mention as well. So there's a lot of issues facing our community, but they do disproportionately affect the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander transgender community as well. So some of the examples include homelessness, poverty, violence, discrimination, sexual assault, really high rates of mental illness as a result of the way that we're treated in society. The suicide rate is 48%. Which is very high. I really don't know anyone in the trans community who hasn't been affected by homelessness, suicide, or violence. Particularly higher numbers for trans sex workers, trans people of colour, trans disabled people, anyone who represents more than just the trans minority.
Can I just add to that? At the moment we've just got Mark Latham elected into politics again. So that's pretty scary for a lot of people in the trans community, and I guess a lot of other minority groups as well. But a lot of what he's saying is that our high rates of suicide and our high rates of mental illness is to do with the fact that we're trans and to do with the fact that we're mutilating ourselves. And I just want to point out for viewers that at home that that is just completely incorrect, goes against all science, all health knowledge that's happening at the time. What we do know with the largest studies on transgender health and well-being, that the things that contribute to our mental health and suicide stem from family rejection is a really big one that affects trans people, discrimination in the workplace. There was a report that came out that there was an article released in SBS, I can't remember the report that it stemmed from, that said that only 1 out of 5 trans people are employed, and that's to do with a lot of people losing their jobs once they come out, or finding it harder to find employment once they're already out as trans or having to work stealth. So go to work and face people relating to them in a way that doesn't align with their gender, and that can be quite traumatic as well. So societal pressures and the way that we're treated can have a huge impact on the lives of trans people. So if you have trans friends, if you have trans family, the best thing that you can do is educate yourself about our issues, like listen to us, and the support that you can provide us is actually one of the biggest protective factors that can keep us alive.
And a topic that does come up probably too much for anybody's preference is just bad allyship. It comes up all the time. I have a trans friend, so it's all fine, in quotation marks. What would you both like to see more of from the wider community?
Where do we start? There's a lot that can be done. I mean, there's so much that trans allies can do, but there's also a lot that the government can do. In terms of trans allies, like, practice your allyship. Like, I hear so many people saying, we support the trans community, we're here for you, like, I love you, all this stuff, but there's no action. And we really need trans allies to stand up and to help us. You know, we are a small community and we are really oppressed by society, and we really need your help. We need the numbers. You know, there are so many ways that you can help us, even just spreading awareness, talking about the issues that affect us, talking about our need for more mental health services, for more affordable and safe housing, for more acceptance of our community, more job opportunities. Like, there's so many things you can do just by spreading awareness. And I mean, a lot of the wider community just isn't aware of what we face. To us, it seems so obvious, but you know, when I said to someone the other day that I was homeless last year, they were shocked. But at this point, I don't actually know anyone in the trans community who hasn't either experienced homelessness or has a very close friend who's trans who has. You know, these things are so prevalent, and just awareness could just create so much change.
So it would be great to see people head down to our rally on the 31st of March. So that's next Sunday. Hayden will be speaking at the rally about some of these experiences that he's mentioned, and that's one way that you can get involved. Another thing is, like, where has all the action gone in terms of the LGBT organising?
True.
Since
marriage equality.
Since marriage equality was won, we need the reinstatement of safer schools. If the wider community can get behind anything, it should be that we need to be demanding this new government, which is going to be really hard, but we need to be putting pressure on that we need the reinstatement of safe schools. Our trans young people are so much more affected by all of the issues that we've already spoken about, because they're in compulsory schooling, they're living with families that may or may not be supportive, and by getting that information out there, by creating these support networks, it can save lives. It can improve lives, and it can just create the kind of support that we need. Like, I remember when I heard about safe school starting, I cried. I was like, oh my gosh, if there was something like that that was around when I was younger, imagine I could have come out a lot longer. I could have, like, acknowledged to myself. I could have been, like, a lot less repressed. It was just, like, mind-blowing that there was a program operating like that. And equally, the whole trans community grieved when the attack on safe schools happened, when the rhetoric against us started to become public in the political eye, when we became, I guess with visibility also comes a lot of vulnerability, and we want the kind of visibility that's on our terms, visibility about the issues that are affecting us, not visibility as a target. And that's what's happening at the moment. Our visibility is creating a target. So we need people to stand with us.
Well, before I let you both go, tell us about the rally. It is happening on Sunday. What can people expect when they head down?
Yeah, so the rally is this Sunday at the Hub in Newtown. We're going to start with speeches. We're going to have a bunch of different intersectional trans people's voices. Sid will be emceeing. I will be talking about my experiences with homelessness and losing a friend to suicide. We'll have trans sex workers speaking, sister girls speaking. people, trans people who've experienced addiction and a whole bunch of intersections. So it's really important that you do come along, especially if you want to know more about what our community faces. We'll be talking a lot about the issues that we face, how we can create change, how we can move towards a more accepting future for trans people, how we can create equal rights for trans people in Australia. We'll be marching down King Street, and at the end of the march, we'll have performances and a little bit of a party. So please come along. Yeah.
Yeah, it's also, it's a celebration of our community. It's a celebration of our resistance. So wear bright colours, make amazing signs. We had a banner workshop day the other day, and we've got some amazing placards out there. So yeah, like it's, come down for a cathartic experience. Come down to release your rage and then, like, dance it away and be with people that care and experience that. Yeah. And come and be a part of that experience. Come and show us that you care. Come and give us a, come and give us the boost that we need after these horrible election results with more conservative voices that are against us.
Yeah, like if you're an ally, show your allyship. Show us that you love us. Be there for us. Support us in our fight. If you're another trans person, come and be around community. We know what you're going through. We get you. We're here with you. We all need to be together and united in this fight with allies, with our trans community, with our brothers and sisters and everyone in between. Wear biodegradable glitter. Bring lots of glitter. Environmentally friendly glitter, please. And just be fabulous. Have a great time while we fight for our rights. So it's a bit of both. Like, yes, we're fighting for our rights, but it's also about community and getting together and just being proud. And yeah.
Hayden, Sid, you both rock. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.